Would you welcome Michael Landon?
Did you ever get Edric really plowed behind a mule or a horse before?
Did I ever get plowed behind a mule?
No, ever...
I occasionally took a sip or two like Ed, but I never got plowed behind a mule.
Hello, and welcome to the newest episode of Landon Nation.
Landon Nation forever, 2024.
Landon Nation for life.
For life.
It's Kelly here with Mark.
Hey, Kelly.
And tonight, we are going to visit the Little House world of Michael Landon.
Well, you know, it's probably the most popular, I would say, out of the Michael Landon world. Maybe it's debatable too, because people really love Bonanza so much. And
yeah, well, and then there are people like with Highway too that are like super into it. So I mean, I think of the three shows, I mean, Little House is my favorite. I mean, although I do like them all, of course.
Yeah.
But I think Little House, yeah, I don't know. It seems like maybe it is a bit more popular, but I do know that there are, you know, Highway super fans and then like Bonanza super fans. So
yeah, I'm a Michael Landon super fan.
Exactly. If he's in it, I'm there.
And yeah, of course, Little House is the thing. I think it's ubiquitous. Like everybody just kind of knows Little House.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I feel like Little House maybe has been more, a little bit more widely seen, because I feel like a lot of people you could just like randomly encounter and you could be like, have you ever watched Little House? And a lot of people would say yes. Mm-hmm. Sure, a lot of people have watched the other shows too, but I feel like maybe more people that you just like would randomly ask would like maybe be familiar with Little House, because I think a lot of people watched Little House like, you know, when they were growing up and stuff.
What I find so interesting about it is, you know, like you have Michael Landon as Little Joe. There is no Big Joe. And, you know, he was really, I think he even felt that he was stuck in that role a little bit. And
I mean, 14 seasons, that's
a long time. Being called Little Joe, I don't know. For me, anyway, I just would think.
And what's really crazy is that, like, season 11, he gets that giant hand, and they still call him Little Joe. But I'm like, that's a lot of Joe in that hand.
Big Hand would be a good nickname. Floppy Hand.
I wish that as like homage to that, randomly throughout his career, they would have just like thrown in scenes with a big hand. Like in this episode tonight, which we are talking about, when he goes to like try to like, you know, kick that furniture maker guy's ass, like his hand is just randomly huge in that scene.
Actually, when you said really the name, when you said the title of the episode, it broke up, which is weird. It's The Legacy. It was
yeah,
it was weird. It was like, you were like a transformer.
And people they were like, what episode? I don't remember that one. It aired originally January 25th, 1982.
Yeah, I was a wee lad. I remember when this episode aired. No, I don't. But I should have a little fake story for every episode, right?
It's like, yeah, remember. You if you sell it, people will buy it.
Yeah. I listen to a podcast where I think the guy makes up his stories every single time, but I'm like, I stay subscribed.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not a lie if you believe it.
Well, it's just like with that White Buffalo, Dr. Quinn, the Cheyenne say that. If you believe that he exists, or what was the thing that Sully says, like the Cheyenne say that if you think you see him, then he exists.
Yeah,
something like that.
It's a very Costanza quote. It's only a lie if you.
Yeah.
I think we've all talked.
And then later on in the episode, it's basically like a stuffed animal, like a giant stuffed animal.
It's totally bizarre. But wait, didn't we have a buffalo clip? I just found one, and now I don't see it. Oh, well. Sorry about that.
Oh, Sully, yeah. We played it last night when we were recording Dr. Quincast. And he's like, you got buffalo?
You got buffalo? Maybe it's under... Oh, yeah, I got it. Here it is.
You got buffalo?
That would actually be a cool thing to just pull on people. And by cool, I mean it would be like be something that would make me laugh, and people would be like, what is wrong with you? If you just start talking about the buffalo, like the White Buffalo, you know, that you like
what's
see.
That supposed to mean?
And people think you're crazy.
Remember this?
You are hereby stripped.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Some of the quotes, I think they're one trick ponies, but they're funny. They're funny to revisit.
Yeah, well, I mean, like the Hereby Stripped could come in handy here and there in Land and Nation, because as we know, he's fond of not wearing shirts or unbuttoning his shirts.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. Oh, dancing. All right.
You ever make up like little rhymes?
Yeah, where is that? That one. It's like my new favorite one.
Have you tried making up little rhymes?
You know, that's so funny for so many things. Like, kind of like when Mary's taking that test and she's studying. Or like when they're studying for anything, you know?
Or like, because we have to at some point, Land and Nation, do like, when she's going blind, so when she's like trying to read but like moving closer to the book because she can't see.
Yeah.
And then she says like her eyes are tired or whatever. Like, have you tried making up little rhymes?
Have you tried making up little rhymes?
I like it.
I wish I could just do an impersonation here.
I like it.
All right, let's get into this. Remember the episode yesterday? I think it was like 23 minutes before we got into our first clip.
That's okay.
That's all right. It happens.
I'd like to believe that someone out there wants that.
Welcome to Land and Nation, where we don't get into the first clip until 23 minutes in. All right.
But it's worth the wait.
It is worth the wait. Because it's a little house. And if people are watching on YouTube right now, you should click that stupid like button. Stay away from the down one. Oh, look at Kari. It's a halfway decent, clear shot of her.
Right before she falls. So this opening theme doesn't have the little woo when she falls.
Yeah, like a bink.
Yeah.
Wait, you know what would be kind of interesting with this? I'm going to turn down the music. When she goes to fall, they're like,
S Lester works for everything.
Yeah.
I have yet to see a situation that it's not totally appropriate.
Yeah. Welcome to the funeral. It's perfect. Let's play some of this music. These flowers do look plastic to me.
They do, yes.
Oh, yeah, and this is a really kind of a cool thing. I had this little idea. What did you think of it? Like, if you were to have, like, Dabs Greer and Catherine McGregor as this couple, I just think it would be so crazy to see them in modern clothing and...
It would.
Or maybe they're a little too old for it. But, I mean, like, you get, I don't know, anyone. Doesn't matter who.
It could have been that one guy, that old guy with the big eyebrows that's in like seven different roles.
Those eyebrows don't, that's not for 1982.
Those are prairie brows. This is a side note with this whole little opening. This is one of those things that I like distinctly remember, like when I was a kid watching the show. Because, you know, it's funny because like some episodes I like really, really remember. And then some I like really didn't remember, you know. And then like when I watch it as an adult, I'm like, whoa, I like do not remember this happening at all. But I remember watching this as a kid because I think the beginning is such a like standout because it is in modern times. So like when you start watching it and it's like, okay, like your first time watching through Little House, right? You see this happening. You're like, what in the world is going on?
Like, it's like,
I mean, like, I think even like when it came on, I like when I like check the guide because I'm like, this is still Little House, right?
Right, because it's.
This is just crazy music.
You're like, what is that? Like, is that like Michael Landon Jr. after a first guitar lesson?
Is it supposed to be the music they're listening to in the truck, or is it just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. He hates
it. I mean, like, look, you want me to believe that they could listen to music in that truck? Look at the thing.
I don't know. I've had cars that are older than this, and they had radios.
I'm not talking about the age of it. I'm talking about how, like, it doesn't function properly, apparently.
In my cars, they really didn't function too well.
A little hook on the back.
No, this is for shotguns and rifles.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's some country. It's the country.
I can't believe it. $100 in a thing still doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I sort of enjoy saunas in the middle of summer.
What's $100, I wonder? The whole car?
The air conditioning, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because he's so warm. Yeah. I keep thinking it's the radio that he's complaining about.
Oh, come on, don't be there. On the stupid station.
He should have guns up there. Stuck on a stupid station to A-track his stuff.
Wait, you know you enjoy hunting antiques just as much as I do.
I know. It's just, it always seems we're on some back road somewhere.
That's where the best pieces are found. You know that.
Now, is that the tree that Pop falls out of in the background that they just drove past? Look.
You know you enjoy hunting antiques just as much as I do.
I know. It's just, it always seems we're on some back road somewhere.
That's where the best pieces are.
Should I look like a treehouse or something? Look like you had a platform.
Come on, don't be that way. You know you enjoy hunting antiques just as much as I do.
I know. It's just, it always seems we're...
Yeah, there's like a platform on it. Somewhere.
That's crazy. Yeah, I see that. Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Best pieces are found.
It probably is like a camera mount or something. Or like right. A platform in the tree.
Found, you know that.
What's on the top of their truck? In the like ceiling?
Oh, this thing that's you'd for like papers or something, maybe? Mm. Or a radar detector?
Any favor.
What's that?
If we find some really good bargains. Promise me that we'll buy him.
Or it's one of those old school popcorn popping things.
Yeah, that's funny.
New truck with air conditioning that works.
All right, I promise. I'd cheer up.
Hey, wait. Oh, no. Is that the barn?
It totally looks like it.
Wait, it is.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. No, right. Is that the Garvey place?
I'm confused.
Didn't that look like the Garvey's house?
Violets. There's like some... I mean, that looks like their barn.
Yeah.
But it's not, because their little side thing has stone.
Right. Yeah. But then doesn't that house, because the Garveys have like a white house with a porch, right?
Yeah. You think that's the Garveys' house?
That's crazy.
It's still standing. Let's just grab a little screenshot. Yeah. I wonder if like... All
right. Yeah, turn right at the next road. You mean where it says auction?
I mean, look at this. I mean, how many times have we seen modern... It's only the second time on Little House, right? Where modern world kind of pops in. The other time was with the girl running into the library.
Right, yeah.
I think that was one of the Landon daughters.
It was.
Look at that van. That's the makeup van.
Yeah. What? Oh. Tarnation!
That was supposed to be...
the one tarnation kind of worked.
Yeah. All right, so they're in Acton, Minnesota.
Not today to two.
It would be kind of cool if this was all taking place in, you know, Walnut Grove, but...
Right. Where is Acton? Yeah, that's a real place, right?
I was thinking that, look at all these extras. We have more extras here, and it would be really cool if it was like all like extras from the show, like Sylvia.
Next item up is this beautiful table. The piece is all hand carved.
96 miles away from Walnut Grove.
So that's not terribly, you know. That's a realistic distance.
Sergeant to be somewhere in the mid to late 1880s. It bears its crafter's mark. It needs to be stripped, but there's a fine piece of furniture under that paint.
Look at that.
You are hereby stripped. You missed it. You missed the opportunity to use that clip you just played.
Well, I can't just have it. I don't even know where it is. Let's listen to that one more time. I still won't find it, though.
Place the sergeant to be somewhere in the mid to late 1880s. It bears its crafter's mark. It needs to be stripped, but there's a fine piece of furniture under that paint.
How about this?
I'll start the bidding at $50.
You got buffalo?
$50 being poured.
Sorry. I just can't find it.
Oh, you're going rogue with the clips.
You are hereby stripped.
There it is.
You know what? These are not... They're in an illogical order.
Well, here at the end, though, when they go up to like get their table, when they like, you know, have won the bid, they could be like, you are hereby stripped.
Exactly.
50, 55 is a bid for it. 55, $60 bid for it. I bid 65.
All right. So this guy, he's been in like three different things and he's always the auctioneer.
So why are auctioneers so crazy sounding? Right. Is there a reason why they talk like that?
You know, I think of it as, you ever listen to like old newsreels from like the 30s and 40s? And they have like kind of a dialect. I think it falls into that same type of dialect. It's like a
Okay, I see what you're saying. But I mean, it's like, what's the reason for it, you know?
So they can talk really fast. I don't know. It doesn't, it's so strange.
$70 bid for it. $70 the money bill down. $80. $80 bid for it.
It's like writing shorthand or something.
$80. $85 is a bid for it. $85.
He's like, I wonder what GI means.
GI.
That's what it looks like to me.
So I do see tables like this kind of a lot.
Yeah, I don't think that this is like a terribly uncommon design, right?
Right, because like I see tables with like the little fold down things. Like,
maybe it's a sickle. Like, it's a Russian thing.
It's like a communist table.
Ingalls was a commie. you know what's interesting is Ingalls was a commie, apparently, and he also wore blackface, so... He's a very questionable historical figure.
Yeah, right.
But not in this episode. Imagine if he did that episode. Like, he's like, you know, the black-faced episode. It would just, I don't know.
It would be
legendary.
Probably something they would no longer air.
Yeah. It would be a very special episode.
So they're at a... Oh, by the way, so since it's called The Legacy, I was like... He's all worried about his legacy in this episode. That's pretty much what our podcast is about, is the legacy of Michael Landon.
It's true. We are the legacy.
We are, yes.
Look at this guy's name. It's Bobby Boone.
So this Sven character, who we've seen in some other episodes, I like him.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's a good guy.
I wouldn't really expect him to be a Bobby Boone.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You know, but, you know. So let's see, we get a nice shot of the table, and Charles Ingalls is delivering his table, which, yeah, apparently he's just doing woodworking on the side to make a few bucks.
Which I guess he's kind of always done things like that, right? Like,
yeah.
Here and there.
Well, that's the last of it, man. Sign on the bottom line.
Your men made a real good time this trip.
Thank Jack for that. We want to get back before the weather changed or something like that.
Oh, Charles, don't you be telling tales about who wanted to get back too soon. You're the one who forgot his long johns, remember?
Jack's in love with Charles.
So he forgot his long johns. Yeah. It's all cold, but it doesn't make him button up his shirt.
Hell no. Check out this laugh coming up.
Yep. Classic.
Anyway, thank you for bringing the table. It's beautiful.
That guy does not look like Bobby Boone.
Yeah.
He looks like a Sven. He should change his name.
I'm sorry it took so long.
He actually really does look like a Sven.
Yeah, he looks, you know, he could be Hans, you know.
He could be Hans, he could be a Sven.
Yeah, he could be Hans's, like, baby brother.
Hans, if you decide to become a craftsman full time, I'll buy anything you can make.
Very kind, Sven, but I just do it for
her. You know what'd be great is if from season one it was like everyone would say that, hey, if you want to you know, write wheels for a living, you just come over to me.
We better be getting back. You gonna be freezing your seat off for sure.
What seat?
I don't know about Jack so much. Also, why do we have Jack? We have a dog named Jack, right, who's no longer in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. But we have this guy, Jack. Like, really? You couldn't think of another name?
Because of the dog?
When I think of Jack, I think of Jack, the dog. And as soon as what happens to Jack happens, I'm going to start thinking of it as the dog. But, you know, it's Jack's legacy. The dog's
sure.
legacy.
All right, Jack.
His legacy is carried on in Bandit.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks. Bandito.
Thank you.
See you next next week. So, like, how often is he going to Minneapolis these days?
Once a week, apparently.
I'm like, how long of a trip is that? Because to go to Mankato, didn't they say it was, like, 3 days? How far is... Okay, I'm going to have to do a little Googling here about distances.
While you do that, we're going to go and talk about some... what's going on with Jack? Jack's grabbing his arm. Of course, I watched this after I bashed my elbow the other day, and my elbow is killing me. So I'm like, I've been doing this all day, and I'm like,
I'm not having a heart attack.
I really had to convince myself. Like, I'm like, what? What are the symptoms again?
So, like, as I had brought up, and okay, so this is actually crazy. So Walnut Grove to Minneapolis is 147 and a half miles, but wow. Walnut Grove to Mankato is only 80 miles. So they have said that it's a 3-day trip to Mankato. Minneapolis is way further. And he's like, see you next week. Wouldn't he be like constantly on the road going to Minneapolis?
It's for his hobby.
This is crazy.
Yeah, like this
doesn't add up.
This is his career, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Rubbing that arm of yours all day.
Feel a little tingly.
All right, luckily, mine is not tingly. It's just painful.
So I've got up in my notes, like, when did the arm thing become known as, like, a sign? Because it's like he's showing, like, the classic signs, right, of a heart attack.
I would say after the first three people.
Yeah. Like, so these Wait three people, oh, this arm thing, do you think it means something?
I was watching King of Queens, like, a week ago. And in an episode, he fakes a heart attack because he forgot somebody's name. Which is kind of ridiculous. And
funny. Yeah.
And he's like, I have a shooting pain down my right arm. He's like, no, it should be your left arm. Yeah, that's what I said. You know, like, it's just kind of funny.
Wow, must be the cold. Size old age, of course.
Come on.
He's 50 days a year older than me. Son of a bitch. It's a year.
Yeah, sounds like you're ready for a rocket ship.
Sometimes it don't seem that far off.
Ah, it works.
This is how I talk.
Circles around the youngins in Walnut Grove, and you know it.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'm going to be pushing 60 in a few more years.
Yeah, 8.
Yep.
Like, who says that when you're like 52? Like,
yeah, like almost 60. I'm almost 60.
What the hell's wrong with you, old man? And can you get a looser jacket?
Look at that,
it's cutting into like,
okay. On his waist, it's like cutting in.
I mean, all right, you got a little bit of weight to you, but you can get a fitted jacket. Jeez.
Know that old tunnel that'll be staring right at me. And you'll see. When you get to be as old as me, you're going to feel the same way.
I mean, was this when you get to be as old as me?
Jesus Christ. Can we kill this guy off yet? He's depressing me. On so many levels, he's depressing me. This ill-fitted jacket.
And plus, like, so if he's, like, in his, like, early 50s,
right.
He's probably, like, 10 years older than Charles.
Right. I mean,
like this is kind of ridiculous.
About? Jeez. All right, so Jack is talking about leaving a legacy behind, or not leaving a legacy behind, really.
Do
Charles?
Yeah.
Leave the lap for a minute, will you?
Sure.
Do you ever want to do something?
That was
different?
A lot of blinking. Holy cow! Look at Charles blink.
Blinkity blink blink.
Just for this.
It's like every time he blinks, I'm gonna. Just hit this little bell. Wait.
Sure.
Do you ever want to do something different? Just for the sake of doing it?
Like what?
You're a fine-looking man, Charles. You ever just, like, you know, want to shave one leg?
Hey, like, men can kiss sometimes, right?
Totally not gay. Totally.
Just different.
And sometimes I just crack just one hand's knuckles. Just see what happens. I've been doing that for almost 60 years.
Something. Well. Important, like.
just a little bit. I mean, you get born, you grow up, you get married. You
this scene, I think, is like so drawn out.
It's so boring.
And what's crazy is like this episode, I actually really like this episode a lot. It's one of those ones that like when it's on TV or whatever, I'm like, gotta stop and watch because I like really like it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're going through and like making our notes and doing the clips and stuff,
yeah,
I was like, I didn't realize how long it took to get to the furniture part. Like when he is like going to Minneapolis to make the furniture, you're already at like, you know, over 20 minutes into the episode.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how long it takes to get going. And yeah, it's like because we spent all this time on this guy.
Yeah. And we're going to speed through him a little bit.
So then it's like, here we are now. We're having a heart attack.
Yeah. And, you know, Charles is just telling him to lie down, lie down. I guess that's good advice, right? I don't know.
Just lie down.
I can't breathe.
Just lie down.
Jack! 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 There's a boat! Jack! Jack! Jack!
Jack!
Jack!
Jack! Jack! Jack! Jack. 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 There's a boat. Jack. Jack. Jack.
We.
There's a boat. Jack. I'll never let go.
My favorite thing of the year so far.
I'll never let go. Jack! I'll never let go.
Alright. So we're,
that was great. I'm so glad we did that.
Yeah.
I'm like crying from laughing so hard.
Me too, my eyes are tearing up here.
Jack! Jack! I'll never let go.
Render to you, O Lord, the body.
All right, it's a funeral, Kelly. Come on.
We ask that you welcome him to your kingdom and give strength to his loved ones who are left behind.
Hey, who died?
Jack. Jack.
Amen.
Now, Ma.
Oh, all right. I thought that we were going to get a little shot of Charles, but...
Being like,
strength. I'll never, never let go. I promise.
Amen. Now, Ma, you must realize there is no other way.
We're going to have to sell the heart of the sea.
Yeah.
You ditzy broad. Aw, this is sad.
Yeah, so like her kids are kind of like... I mean, they're not like not being very nice.
Well, we don't.
But also,
so much
like,
about the
I don't understand because when they're like, "You're like not going to like be able to farm the land," and I'm like, "Well, that isn't what she's planning on doing, right?" I mean, because it's like I understand she doesn't want to leave the house, but I don't know. She could stay there and like lease the land out or something.
Maybe we can wait until the weekend. You know, I don't know. It just seems. We also have these. I don't know about this photo, but this one over here I've seen before.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't stay here by yourself. Now,
by Sarah yourself.
Right.
Have you. I'll get by. I always have before.
Mother Matthew's right. You can't run this farm by yourself. Besides, Pa couldn't raise a crop. What makes you think you can?
Dad. Now listen here. Both of you.
No. Ma, you listen. Now, Sarah and I are entitled to our fair share of this place, too.
Have you tried making up little rhymes?
And the only way that any of us are going to get it is to sell.
I'll not have you selling what your father spent years building.
Then we fast forward to when they have already sold it. We never see these people again, pretty much.
Right. But apparently, like, Charles and Jack were really, really close.
In this photo, this almost looks like Carrie in real life.
Mm.
But I don't know. Charles Ingalls pops in. Oh,
thank you very much.
Put them to good use. Jack would like that.
I'd like to carve him a proper grave marker if it's all right with you.
Yes, Charles. I'd be so grateful.
I'll do it. No. Oh, wrong movie.
I best.
That's the bodyguard.
Be on my way.
Oh, won't you stay a while? Have some coffee.
I really have to be back. I'll stop by and see you in a few days.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
The mother, Sarah, has made a generous offer.
I told you, I'm not selling this farm.
I can really hear through that door.
Easy, lady.
Yeah, you sure can. This is almost like a Highway to Heaven type of thing. Like, if this was Jonathan, he'd be like, well, I'm going to make sure that those kids die in a car wreck.
Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, something would happen where, like, the lady would get to stay at the house.
Yeah.
It would be his assignment.
Yeah, with her cats, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty terrible. I mean, the son is like, oh, look, if we have to sue you, we're gonna. It's like, geez, like, suing your mom? Like, what is this? 3 days after your dad is dead?
Yeah, and I guess because they want, like, what, the money or whatever from the land?
Yeah. Isn't that your kid's great, Kelly?
Yeah.
this is the scary future that could happen.
Where will you get the money?
That's why you got to sign them all away. You got to make sure nothing's in their names.
Yeah.
They are the enemy. Let's see.
Very, very elaborate grave marker.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to last too long. It's made of wood. But it's nice. It's a nice tribute. But I really thought it said 1953.
Okay, so I also saw, like, 50-something at first. And I was like, no way was he, like, 30.
Well, I still don't think he's 52, but it's totally possible.
But I was just like, no, he is not 30.
Yeah, he's...
How's it coming?
About done. What do you think?
Charles, it's beautiful. Dolly will be so pleased.
Yeah, make it worth the 3 days it's taken to finish it. You know, it's funny, somebody dies, and usually feel so helpless. But once I really feel like I can do something.
Must be a good feeling.
Yeah. Was a good friend to me. Get it set up this afternoon and go over to Dolly's and take her out to see it.
I'll let you finish out.
Yeah, didn't work. I took a risk, it didn't pay off.
No, it wasn't terrible. You can never go around with that egg love.
So he goes and he hammers it into
Jack.
her burial spot. And this is where he kind of has his little moment.
I'll never let go. I promise.
That actually worked out pretty well.
Jack! There's a book, Jack!
Yeah, so it's 1833. Yeah, so he is, yeah, 52.
Yeah. The way she says Jack, it's just...
Jack!
It's like a little, I don't know, it's kind of comical. All right. All right. So Charles sees that some people moved in. So he's like, I'm Charles Ingalls.
How are you? Morning. Name's Josh Bennett.
Charles Ingalls.
Nice to meet you.
Josh! I need your help.
Right now, Bertie. As you can see, we're just moving in.
Your wife's name's Bertie?
Yeah.
What a stupid name. Hell of a handshake.
Yeah.
You lift?
Just when was the farm sold?
About 3 days ago. Land auction. Seems there was
okay. So it was like the day, right? Because it's like, so he left the house when the kids were there. Mm-hmm. Took him 3 days to make the thing, which he just brought to the grave.
Yeah.
And the house was sold 3 days ago?
And
what?
And he got a steal.
And how was there an auction and nobody heard about it?
Right? Like, wouldn't you want to get in on this? I mean, I'm sure there was land involved.
And the family needed the money. Oh, I got the place real cheap.
Good for you.
He's like, you're talking about my friend's land.
I see.
Well, I better get going. It's nice meeting you.
He's like, 5 cents. That's all I paid.
2 pennies.
Pleasure.
And we never see him again.
What do you need, honey?
We get these kind of, like, moments.
He kind of looks like he's levitating.
He really does, right? That's one of his magic, one of his things that he can do. So, it's kind of weird. We have, like, this flute playing, and I don't know. It's kind of cool. I would have liked them to have, like, a little bit more uppity music. I'm going to go back because I think this whole thing looks like a Magical Mystery Tour type of clip.
Oh, it's kind of like when Paul was skipping around in the field.
Yeah.
I'd love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. So I'll leave it up.
If it was another 2 seconds, you know.
You're not the law. I'm the law.
That was a good scene for that, I think. That was a good call.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, you're like the DJ / VJ. You're like putting together the the clips.
You're
on the wheels of steel, you know.
I'm getting out of control with it.
No, I wouldn't say that, but
we should make like little playlists of the music that we have in our episodes.
Well, even this, like this, we could probably.
I need a fix because I'm going down to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix because I'm going down.
That worked.
Yeah. It always works. It's great.
I think that's why I'm like addicted to it, because it always works out really well.
All right.
This could be a good scene from having a giant hand randomly, inexplicably.
That's why he's covering it.
You said you were leaving early in the morning.
I'm just not sleeping. It's hard to believe. Only 2 weeks ago, Jack was trying to tell me his thoughts. Didn't understand what he was saying at the time, but now I do.
You know what's tough is the music that they have is so loud.
Yeah, to like play over that, but then have the talking.
Now, there is software where you can pull out the background music. So maybe if we start, you know, people.
Maybe really we can have an entire episode with their music pulled out and just our music as a soundtrack.
That'd be incredible. It's kind of like I think we talked about this a long time ago. If you take like Dark Side of the Moon and sync it up with Wizard of Oz, you know, you get a couple moments until the album has to repeat. Then I think it's over.
He sensed it was going to turn out this way.
Well, everybody's got to die, Charles. But, yeah, it's sad, but Charles, do you think he's questioning it? Like, he's like, well, I'm not leaving a legacy.
Yes, and I think that's why he latched onto the table thing so quickly. Because it's like, okay, think about it. He's being pretty, kind of rash in decision-making here. And it's like, every time he's gone to the city, he's had a bad experience, but suddenly he's like, oh, let's move to Minneapolis. It'll fix everything. And like, I'm going to be like a famous furniture maker. And it's kind of like, okay, every time that you've gone to the city, it's ended up not working out and you've hated it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just like disregarding your preferences and previous experiences. And you're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
I didn't notice Ven's little subtitle on his thing.
Yeah, he has quite the store concept going.
Furniture and guns. It's like food
Sven's
and stuff.
Furniture and guns.
You know, in Parks and Rec, they have food and stuff.
Yeah, it's furniture and guns. It's like all of your basic needs.
Yeah.
No, actually, what's kind of funny is that pretty much meets the needs of like our modern day couple, right? Because they go antiquing, buy furniture.
Yeah.
They have a gun rack in their truck.
It's true. I like this up here. Like this kind of orange. It's not too fancy, but it's kind of nice.
A little archway.
It's also funny that Sven probably was just furniture and guns at first. And he's like, well, we got to expand. So let's put up a general merchandise sign as well. What town is this? I don't think I've ever seen this building on the show.
I don't know.
Good afternoon, Sven.
Ah, Charles, you're early. I heard about Jack. It's hard to...
Heard about who?
Oh, wait. Oh, I have to, like, shuffle through all these and find it.
Jack!
Yeah, sure.
Jack, there's a boat.
Let me show you something.
Jack.
So he shows that he sold his table for $12.
You can't imagine the stir this piece caused.
That's wonderful. They'll sell another one when I get back home.
I was hoping you'd say 10 others.
10? Come on, Sven. You know how long it took me just to make this one.
But you only worked on it part time. Do you remember the offer I made you?
Sure.
Charles, there's a fortune to be made here for you and for me. The Ingalls name could become famous.
Hear that dog in the background?
I do.
It sounds like...
Jack!
I was just thinking that.
I figured it out. There's that large storage room out back. It would make a perfect workshop. Of course, you would have to move here, but...
Move here?
Of course. How else could it work?
Again, that repeating thing. Yeah,
the repeating. We'll move here. So we get into, he's like, yeah, look, I say we do it. So he goes to the little house, and Carolyn is, of course, apprehensive. I mean, maybe anybody would be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's kind of easy money. It's something he enjoys, and he could take a little bit of time and do it.
I mean, the 3 months apart is kind of crazy.
Yeah, but it seems like they can get back and forth in what, a half a day? Or, I mean, you said it took like 3 days, right? It should?
Well, they said previously, like on the show, it's been like a 3-day trip to go to Mankato. And Minneapolis is a lot further from Walnut Grove than Mankato is. So I feel like it's... Although in this episode, it's like he's going to Minneapolis all the time. So, I don't know.
I know it won't be easy for everyone having to move to Minneapolis, but... It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. I just can't pass it.
Charles, I can't believe you're serious. You're ready to give up the farm and everything we've worked for?
Yes, I am.
But you're a farmer. You've always been satisfied with that.
Well, I'm not anymore. I mean, suppose something happened to me. What would become of this place?
Well,
Albert's near grown. He'd help out.
Carolyn, Albert wants to be a doctor. That's his dream. I can't ask him to give that up. Besides, with all the money I'd be making, we could send him to a better school.
Have you tried making up little rhymes?
Jack, isn't it?
Who?
That's what all this is about.
Jack!
You really are afraid of ending the Jack. Way he did.
Jack!
I guess that's part of it.
It's all of it, Charles. Jack Prescott was a fine man, but he's no Charles Ingalls. If he were, his children couldn't have turned out the way they did.
Jack!
If it's a legacy you're after, Charles, you can't do better than our children.
I'll never let go. I promise. Jack!
Been my dream now for about 13 hours.
And even if my reasons are wrong, I have to try.
Jack!
Charles, I'm scared.
Don't be. Look, I'll go to Minneapolis alone for 3 months. That way I'll know whether or not this thing is going to work out.
He goes right to him, like in like spring break.
Woo! Charles gone wild.
Cannonball! Yeah, Charles gone wild.
Yeah, I'm making we can get a hired hand to do the heavy work here.
Oh, Charles.
Carolyn, what's 3 months in return for a better life?
I'll never let go.
All right, so it's like, fine, he's doing it. He's pretty much made up his mind. So they head over to Sven's.
Where you can get your furniture and your guns.
And we see this cool, like, thing where they're all just kind of working. And it just reminded Kelly a lot of this.
That totally worked,
yeah.
Right?
Totally worked. That was really good. That was really cool, actually. Wait, I have to get everything back to normal now. So everybody's buying these tables like they're hotcakes. Grace looks totally weird to me. Like, I was like, is that really her?
She, like, looks like she's completely, like, glazed over.
Yeah, like, you're almost. I mean, she's like.
I hired more help, but the hours are still very long. And even though the days all seem to run together, it's worth it when I think of how successful we are. I can now send.
She does. She looks like that cousin that comes over for Thanksgiving. Like, you are high.
Oh, yeah.
Need more money to help run things there, but I can't wait for the day when we'll be together here in Minneapolis. My love to all. I miss each of you dearly. Love, Pa.
Her hair's looking a little fancier than normal.
Yeah, she's hoping that, look at Cassandra's face, like, sending gifts. Carrie with the pigtails. She was hoping that Chris would show up because they put that ad out, but
didn't. Cassandra has, like, one of the most expressive mouths ever.
Yeah.
Well, certainly sounds as if things are working out the way Pa thought they would.
Cut to Charles.
On his big breakaway from the family.
Yeah. Still moving to Minneapolis.
Good one, Al, where he goes, yeah.
Yeah, so Albert doesn't want to go to Minneapolis for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to run into Leslie.
It's true. She'd be like,
She's reading, like, Ma reads the letter, and he's like, he didn't say anything about the wheelchair girl, did he?
I'll never let go. I promise.
She's not letting go. She's wheeling behind them.
You want to?
I don't know.
It's real big.
I've been there.
Yeah, see, and he's like, I've been there. It sucked. Bunch, Leslie lives there.
Bunch of bitches live there.
I know we'll miss all our friends.
That's true. But we've moved before and we always made new ones.
As long as we're together, I don't care where we move.
Oh, are you the great one?
Someone's getting brownie points.
Somebody gets an award for, like, best answer.
For best adopted child.
Right.
afternoon, young fella.
This guy has been in the show. I was going to look it up, and I didn't have time, and I kind of forgot to do it. But I'm pretty sure he's been on here a couple of times. I think that, like, in the movie when Rose gets kidnapped, and there's a guy at the train station, like, talking to her. I think that's that guy.
I'm going to see.
And I think he also, was it, like, Men Will Be Boys or whatever? Boys Will Be Men, whatever that episode was. Men Will Be Boys, right? With Andy and Albert.
I know I've seen him in a number of things.
Yeah, and then, like, they encounter that guy in the woods, and he started, like, yelling at them and then steals their food. I thought that was this guy, because he kind of looks like that.
Oh, wait, the guy who yells at the about the sandwiches?
With Albert and Andy.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, give me the sandwiches.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's a different guy, but I do like that guy.
Because, like, in my head, it looks like this guy.
What is this guy? We just know him as Cooper, Uriah.
That's a terrible name.
Uriah. His real name is J.S. Joe Young. And he was in Bless All the Dear Children.
See, I was right about that one.
And he was in 3 episodes of Little House. They don't make it easy to find those episodes. So just give me a second. The Odyssey, he played Zach McCabe.
I haven't seen that episode as much. That episode's a little bit of a snorer for me, to be honest.
It is, yeah. And Darkness Is My Friend, he played the head guard.
Okay.
And in this, of course, he plays... Uriah Cooper.
Uriah. That's just the craziest name, isn't it? Uriah.
I knew somebody named Uriah. I always liked the name.
Uriah?
Like, yeah, it sounds like a moon.
Uriah.
I'm thinking of Orion, but yeah. It's
Uriah.
Uriah.
Did he actually go by Uriah?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I knew him as Uriah. He's a Rastafarian. Why do I know so many Rastafarians?
I don't know, because they're working on your deck and stuff.
That guy, like, vanished. He did the work, and he just kind of, you know, he walked away, and all I hear is this. And just a buffalo soldier. In the heart of America. And he's like.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah, that guy kind of vanished on me. But it's all right. He did his work.
Talk to your mom.
So they hire this clown who clearly needs a shave and a half. Jake would take care of him. He'd clean him up.
Definitely.
Get
him all clean, shave him, get him some highlights.
On Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, have you ever seen anybody this, like, scraggly outside of, like, who Jake's dad, was it?
Yeah, when he comes to town, but then he shaves his dad, and that's, like, when he recognizes him.
By the way, if people like this show, they should go listen to Dr. Quinncast. It's our other podcast.
And the format is very much the same, just applied to Dr. Quinn.
It's patented. Also, Warner Grovecast, of course.
Well, Latin Nation's kind of an outgrowth, really, of Dr. Quinncast.
Yeah, I mean...
We're liking it. We're liking the format.
Yeah, it was...
Isn't that contagious?
How can we expand it?
It's contagious!
Our podcasts are contagious.
Tools are.
Yes.
So, yeah, they hire him, and unlike Chris, he kind of sucks. Let's see, where are we with this?
Pa's wearing his little apron.
He's like, it says kiss the cook.
And okay, so does Sven have oath sleeves on?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I bet he, do you think he wouldn't run the telegraph, right?
I don't know. Well, actually, there is that episode when Mrs. Olsen is like dusting the store and she has what look like oath sleeves on. So maybe it's like a storekeeper thing, too.
Definitely possible. What is this red thing? Is that a scale?
Kind of looks like it.
That's like, I don't know. It's kind of, maybe.
I guess they could like weigh produce or something maybe, if it's getting delivered.
Maybe hang kids.
Yeah, there you go.
Little shoplifters, you hang them.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I couldn't help but admire that table.
I couldn't help but admire that vest. Look at that thing. He's wearing a lot of layers.
He is. Something that I thought before when I watched this, would all the streets really just be like dirt like that in Minneapolis at this point? Because
yeah, I would think that they would at the very least maybe be cobblestone.
Yeah. And
or gravel.
I feel like even before when they went to Minneapolis, like to see Leslie, it was more like city-like, but this basically just kind of looks like it could be Mankato or something.
Which, of course, it is, but...
But they're saying that it's Minneapolis.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get...
Yep! Emma's gonna...
Yep!
...be real happy. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean, it's also real sandy, but yeah, I mean, I would imagine there would be something... Like, what? It was cobblestones back then, for the most part, right?
Yeah, probably, like, cobblestones. Maybe some kind of, like, brick-type stuff or whatever. Mm. I don't know. Some kind of paved.
Charles would be the person laying it down. He's like, sure, I could figure it out. I can...
Well, he could have tried that. If you want to go to Minneapolis, the furniture thing didn't work out. Maybe you can lay down some streets.
I could plan a city, no problem.
Yeah.
This guy offers to pay double what he's normally charging, like, $25.
He's going to go to the University of...
Let's see. We see Cooper's eating kind of like he's a competitive eater.
How's that barn wall coming, Mr. Cooper?
Well, I better be turning early. Barn is going to come awful fast.
It is actually kind of crazy that Mr. Cooper is like wearing a suit, kind of.
Yeah, that's how he tricks you.
Like, while he's working on a barn... Well, he's not really working at the barn wall, but like, we're supposed to believe that he would be working on a barn wall dressed like that.
That's true, too. Yeah. I don't think we ever see him even take off his jacket.
He doesn't.
No. Let's see. Sven and Charles are just kind of talking about what's going on.
It can't be helped. Fill these orders while they're still coming in.
You think they'll stop?
You never can tell. Only one of these tables has caught on, but it could be just a fad. I believe in taking a good thing for granted.
Let me tell you something, Charles. You're wrong about these. The design, the workmanship, they're too good to go out of fashion. I know. I've been in this business for a long time, and I know. We couldn't make enough to satisfy the demand if we lived to be 100.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't intend to be working that long.
Oh, maybe I exaggerate. But we are going to be rich men. Count on it. I only wish we had more workspace. We could use more men, but where would we put them?
I've been thinking about that. What about a night shift?
You mean work around the clock?
Sure, why not?
It's like terrible sounds. So they have an entire night shift, and they're like, yeah, let's just kind of...
Yeah, I know. It's really crazy.
Carolyn wakes up and she catches...
Pa's going to set up a cot.
Exactly. He's going to live there.
What's the matter?
Yeah.
So Albert is up staring at the salt shaker, trying to get it to move with his mind. He's like, I can do it. I can
have telekinesis. You know what I think is kind of... Yeah, right. On TV shows, when characters can't sleep, you always see them like sitting out in their house somewhere, right? Like... In the kitchen, yeah. And in the living room, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can't sleep at night, I'm just like laying in bed, you know, like
watching this.
Laying in bed, like I can't Like, why can't I sleep? But I mean, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I can't sleep, I don't really like leave the bedroom and go sit somewhere else, you know?
I've been known to, actually. I mean, yeah, like sometimes if I can't sleep, I'll go downstairs and then watch TV really loudly because it's, you know.
Soothing?
No, my wife would slit my throat if I put the TV on.
Is that Mr. Cooper?
What do you do now?
What do you do now? Nothing. That's the problem.
Well, I sure can't seem to do anything right. I went by the upper field after school today, and he hadn't done anything. Why should Pa have to work so hard to pay somebody like that? He eats enough for three people. It's not right.
I know.
You should get Mary to come in there and fire him.
Mary?
Yeah, Mary would be able to take care of this. She fired Chris.
She did. That's yeah. True.
She's not afraid. Like these weaklings. So... So yeah, basically they're complaining and Albert's going to go and check on the work. How old is Albert here? Maybe 15, 14?
He's probably 15. I mean, so like in season 7 with Sylvia, he was 14. This is like a year later. So he's probably 15. Sylvia!
Sylvia! Sylvia!
Jack!
Is this your idea of a nice day's work, Mr. Cooper?
What?
What? Those mountains. Holy cow.
Hello there, young fella. Well, I was just giving the horse a breather. Yeah, it's starting to get pretty hot.
Well, I just checked on how hot the horse is.
You did, huh?
Yes, I did. And I don't think we'll be needing your help anymore.
What's that? You say that, Pyre?
That's it.
Well, we'll see what your ma has to say about that.
You're not the law. I'm the law.
There. Don't bother. She left it up to me. Goodbye, Mr. Cooper.
Hey, hey, now hold on.
Hey, hold on. Albert's going to go and...
Then we've got to do the morphine episode with that.
Yeah, there's just, it's too perfect. This is what I don't like about sometimes when they rush these little subplots. We just never hear from him again. He's just gone.
Uriah Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh, I do like, I think he kind of skipped over it, but Albert's line when he's like, please get off this property or whatever.
Oh, really? Please get yourself off this property.
Please get off this.
So that's like me, like when someone rings the doorbell.
Who could it be? Who's coming to my house at 2 in the afternoon? This is crazy.
There's this welcome mat that I've seen that I've always been like, I kind of want that. It has this like frog holding a shotgun and it says hippity hoppity, get off my property.
That's so funny. Do you ever get obsessive neighbors who like really want to be your friend? It's kind of a personal question.
Not really. There was this, I mean, most of our neighbors like kind of, you know, don't really bother us, or they kind of like, you know, keep to themselves or whatever, other than like maybe saying hello if you pass them.
They get the hint. Like, you live your life, they live theirs, right?
Yeah, but, like, there was this one neighbor, and I say was because she died several months ago. Oh. But she was very weird, like, from the get-go. Like, I drove home from work. I, like, parked the car. Mm-hmm. And I saw her, like, making this beeline over, like, as I was parking the car. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to, like, sit in my car. And, like, because I was, like, really tired. I was just like, I don't want to, like, deal with this, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'll just like sit in my car and like, I don't know, be looking like I'm making a phone call or something for like a couple of minutes so that she'll go away. So I did that, but then I just like looked up and she was like in the driveway, like outside my car door.
You do that thing like that George does on Seinfeld where you look really busy.
Yeah. Hey, that has worked. I've had success with that.
So she's waiting for you outside of your car?
Yeah. Like while I'm in the car, she's in my driveway, like outside the... like outside my door, like in the driveway. It was like really, really weird. And
what did she want?
She kind of to like say hello and talk to me. And I'm like, I don't want to talk. but they were like a number of weird things like that with her.
Yeah, I have a new neighbor from 2 years ago. You moved in. my neighbors were friendly enough. You know, we wave from a distance and everything. But this guy, he's a rabbi, and he lived there for 2 years. I never even saw him come or go. Like, it was crazy. He has like three kids over there and a wife. I've never seen them. They just keep to themselves. I keep to myself. I was doing my garden last spring, and I'm on the corner, so he's walking by, and we just kind of start a conversation over the fence, you know? And all of a sudden, he's like, he wrote a book. He's dropping off the book. He wants to know what I think of the book. I'm like, I didn't read your book. And all of a sudden, he finds me on like Facebook, and like, and once you find somebody on Facebook, you can find them anywhere, you know. And they got my cell phone number from a neighbor, and he's like texting me a lot, like asking, like, I think he has a goal in mind of me being involved in like a lot more religious stuff with him. And I'm not like that. I'm a high and holy, you know, I deal with just the high and holy holidays. And I've said it straight out to him, like, you know, but he just doesn't get it. So tonight I went to go pick up Rami from like an after school club. And, Betsy's like, there's like somebody walking like back and forth, you know, on the side of the house. And I have a camera up there. So I look it up and I realize it was him. He walked past the house, and then I guess he saw I got into the car, and then he started kind of like running towards the car as I pulled away.
See, that's weird.
That is so weird. It's so creepy. Like, I don't want to have to say something. The guy's like a nice guy, but it's too much. And he must have invited me over like 24 times.
Is he like that with other neighbors or just you?
That's what I said to my other neighbor. I'm like, hey, how many times has he texted you? He's like, twice.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't like it. I have this feeling like he's from like the FBI or Secret Service, and he was like put here to like become my friend.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. I can tell you more ridiculous stories that you won't believe, but you know, we have a podcast to do. But I'll tell you off the air, and you'll be like, that didn't happen, and like totally happened.
You just need to get like a little clip to play where it's like, now please get yourself off this property.
That's exactly it. And unfortunately, I have a tree on his property that I have to remove, and I just really want to get it done with, and I have to like get his permission and get him to sign papers and stuff. Oh rabbi.
When you do that, you're gonna end up having dinner over there and
no thanks,
everything else. To be your best friend.
I get a Dexter vibe. Like, I'm going to end up in a kill room or something in there.
Well, do you think he'd listen to the podcast?
It's possible. He's like super uber California Jew, which I don't... That is like super, super liberal. And it also makes him out to be like super, super friendly. And I'm just like, I hate to be like the New Yorker, but I'm just not like that. I'm sorry. I apologize. I just insulted all the Jewish people in California who might be listening. I apologize for that too. That's Michael Landon.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so he threw him off the
property. Don't owe you anything more for that, Mr. Cooper. Not even squatter's rights. Now, please get yourself off this property.
I do need that. Like, I'll just respond with that, like, little clip.
Just, yeah, it would be perfect.
Just beat it. All right, so... Bum, 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 bum. So, we go to this factory, which is super clean and everything. It's essentially probably how IKEA really did start, where they buy something and they're like, how can we mass produce this?
Right. And then eventually they're like, why are we mass producing it when we can just sell the parts?
Right.
And then the people can put it together.
For free. I love these card catalog things. Like, you ever, and I'm sure libraries just threw them all away, like the big card catalogs. I don't know what I would even do with it, but I just like them. This is such a modern building, too. We don't really see structures like this in the house.
So that's it, huh? What do you think?
I think it's a piece of crap. That'd be awesome.
See why they're selling. Yep. Not bad.
This guy's got some real prairie brows in the city. Mr. Fisk.
Yeah, Fisk and this guy's stash. Prairie stash. Now, so what is the big deal with this? That these can flip up and they can become a large table?
I don't know, because they don't really address that portion of it, if that's what it does, right?
Yeah.
So I thought it was just sort of like, that was just sort of like decorative, like they're like decorative flaps.
Flaps.
Nice design, but simple too. That's the important thing.
What's our capability?
Oh, 25, 30 a week on a regular basis. They'll be as good as that, but they'll sell real cheap.
That's just what I wanted to hear. Let's start breaking it down.
This guy's got greasy hair. And this guy's...
Yeah, so Mr. Fisk has the total, like, villain appearance.
Yeah, like he's
like if you're an actor and you look like that, you're going to play the bad guy.
Yeah, you're going to smoke a green cigar. What is that? That's so weird.
Okay, so I sent you a screenshot.
Just of, now? Or?
Of, no, of like this, like where you're in the video right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked before about Pa's pancake butt.
He does have a flat tush.
And there we get a nice comparison with Sven's. It's normal, but...
My freeze frame is exactly your screenshot. Or is that,
yeah.
Is that what you just did? Like, did you
No, I mean, I put that in the notes earlier. Oh, but yeah, it was just like exactly the same time.
That's crazy.
Quite a contrast.
What's up for me? Is there something wrong?
I don't know. It's strange. I haven't had a new order all week.
It is very flat. It'd be funny if this girl looks at it.
It's like almost concave.
Well, I'd say his back comes out more.
It does. He has a more curve in his back.
Well, he's a pretty muscular guy up here, so he has all of his butt muscles up in his back.
His gluteus maximus like moved up to his back.
His gluteus maximus. So basically things are not selling as well or at all anymore, so they have to scale back. So maybe it was a fad. It's funny when people are like, maybe it's a fad. Let's not like count our eggs before they're hatched and that type of attitude. And then when like you find out it was a fad, you're like, wait, I don't want it to go away. So Carolyn voiceover, which I'm sure that we've had a Carolyn voiceover at some point. That's a hell of a bonnet right there, this woman's wearing.
Yeah, you can't even see her face.
She's like, that's a
dear child.
But
this will have to be short or I'll be late for work. I must be honest, my love. I am not sorry you had to close down the night shift. Working such long hours had me terribly worried. Naturally, I hope the business doesn't get any worse. I'm sure not. By the way, the man I just hired didn't work out, so we replaced him. You just wouldn't believe the difference. Everything is getting done perfectly now. After rush, we all miss you and love you. Carolyn.
He sees a duplicate table that he has that they're selling for $4.95. And he just freaks out. He goes right to the factory, which is pretty... crazy.
And we get our classic, like, Pa's gonna kick some ass kind of thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, Mr. Ingalls, I thought I might be getting a little visit from you.
Is this how you make your living, stealing another man's design?
Stealing? That's a rather serious charge.
Well, what would you call it?
Get to the point, Ingalls. What do you want? Money? Forget it. Not a dime.
Money, forget it.
Suppose I take you to court.
Fine. Nothing for nothing.
Listen, nothing for nothing. That's my design.
Who knows? You might even win. That is, after all the appeals. It might drag on for some time, and court costs are very expensive.
A kid walks out, he looks right at him, he's like,
better go after your dog, Brian, before some cat swallows him up.
If that's what you want, I can afford it. Can you?
Get out!
Let's be philosophical about this, Ingles. Times have changed. We're in the industrial age now. A lot of money to be made.
Jack.
Too much to be concerned with niceties. Look, you've had a good run. You've made a little money. Now it's my turn. Business is business. After all, it's only a design. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm busy.
So, yeah, I mean, he just goes kind of nuts. He goes out and he puts on his headphones and he's like,
crazy, he just starts axing the table. But also it's pretty crazy that the employees just brought up to this guy who's like wielding an axe.
You mean wielding an ass?
Yeah, that's true.
Throw him in the street.
Say so beat him up. I, you know, the other day I tried to track them down again, you know, the ass blaster people.
Oh yeah,
they're just nowhere to be found. They just don't exist.
The part that I like where it's like boom, like that would be like nice in this little scene when they're sitting there relaxing.
I might have that. Give me a, Stay with me.
Jack!
Ass bastard!
They're like relaxing there.
Yeah.
They'll be your scourge on mankind.
Yeah?
Whoops.
Can't have progress without them. Even if it is at the expense of folks like you and me.
Drink. Skull.
Skull.
What's skull? Is that like some type of Swedish?
It's like a cheer. Like you're perhaps not familiar like with football, but like the NFL, like the Minnesota Vikings, that's their thing. They say skull. So it's like it's kind of like a
cheers. So, all right, let's get to the chase here with Charles. Why he did this in the first place?
You know why I started all this working?
Jack.
Because I wanted to be remembered. My initials on a piece of furniture.
There's a boat. Jack.
Strangers to remember. Even giving my own children a chance to remember me.
I'll never let go.
The way I was, they wouldn't even know me. People are silly.
Spencer, and they're like, I am so drunk. I don't even hear what you just said.
It's like, you've got crazy eyebrows, man. It's like, you... Look like a turtle.
And then it's like, it's like now that he's had a few shots, he's like, all right, I'm ready to break out the stash. We're going to get high.
Like, you don't have a cute outfits.
You look like a turtle.
You look like a turtle, man.
Gonna get high, 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 with the music on.
wasn't bad.
But nice transition to Ma making the bed.
Yeah, exactly. Is that a wind-up clock? Alarm clock? Hmm. I don't think I've ever seen that.
You gotta wake up somehow.
Also, I want to point out that if you look here very carefully, there is plaster on the wall where, you know, it's finished here. All this is plaster.
Right.
But not Carrie's. I think this is a little bit creepy the way he just, you know, walks in unannounced.
That would scare me.
Yeah. Oh, James, don't forget to wipe your feet.
Oh, yeah.
At least you can say he's welcome home.
Oh, I missed you. Oh, but what happened?
Things just didn't work out the way I planned.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be. We're right. Children are my legacy. I don't need anything else. And I missed you.
Jack!
Yeah, I looked around the place. That hired hand did a nice job.
Hands, Charles, not hand.
You hired more than one? It's a little expensive.
Look at our MacBook.
That's practically every cent I sent you.
Somebody's keeping a record of what he sent.
Yeah, a little too closely.
He's like, well, you know, minus about 11 cents. What did you buy?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Albert took over.
James and Albert did everything?
Everything.
Which I think is totally like an Ingalls move. You know, he's like, I raised these boys to be fine young men.
They're going to take over the farm labor reform business.
Yeah, until Albert, of course, you know, gets a little too he walks up and they're like,
hey, you two, we're gonna
in the heart of America. Whoops.
How you doing?
So windy.
So windy.
Hey, as long as I can be useful.
Look at that ear.
Yeah. A rare shot of the ear.
Yeah, a rare shot of the ear. Can't say it fast.
Minneapolis?
That's right. We're not going to Minneapolis. We're staying.
Do you think? It's kind of weird. Like, it's still kind of obscured, like, right there.
You can see his gray roots.
Mm.
It's going gray.
Now, you read somewhere that they made him gray on Bonanza, but I don't believe that.
No, they didn't. He went gray naturally.
He must have, right? And but
That's not what I. That's not the thing that I read. The thing that I read, which I knew that he dyed his hair because he went gray early.
Mm-hmm.
So, like in Bonanza, you see him going gray, but then he dyed his hair. Obviously, because it's like at the beginning of the show and everything, it's dark. Mm. Now he's starting to go gray again.
I got you.
But the thing that I had read was that the producers like stepped in to make him get like good dye jobs because he was like doing it himself or something. And I
think he would just go and buy like Miss Clairol, just do it in his. That's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like I dye my own hair. Like whatever.
No, I'm just.
But I mean, like then I think in the like when he was standing in the sunlight, there was sort of like a hue, you know, that was like you could tell that it was dyed.
But if you were like a Hollywood, like, you know, if you're like Michael Landon, I just can't imagine him even having the time to go and do that on his own.
Hmm.
I can't picture him doing it on his own, if I'm being honest. Like, can you picture him putting on those, like, you know, those thin gloves and stuff?
I know, that's pretty funny. Maybe his wife did it.
And the like, rip on the, like, middle finger and it, like, for the next 3 days you have a stained finger.
Right here. Mind if I join you?
Mine?
Heck no.
Well, come on. Let's
heck
get the
no.
Work.
Have a guest.
Wouldn't it be more efficient if they weren't right next to each other?
He's like, thank God I'm back. He's like, they're killing the farm. All right, so back to 1982.
Going twice. And sold. The lady from Clear Lake for $125.
These people are not impressed. Like, great.
Going once, going twice, and sold. The lady from Clear Lake for 120.
Yeah, the lady's like all pissed looking.
Yeah, it looks, I can't remember what her name is. Something Henner.
$25.
Do you know who that mark belonged to?
No. We get a similar piece in with that mark from time to time.
We think it's a, it's a Nazi symbol. It's a very rare Nazi symbol.
Place it down.
Well, whoever he was a man who took great pride in his work.
Yeah. Cash. So this guy doesn't care. When they showed this close-up, I was like, this guy must be somebody, but he's not.
Can't argue with you there. We'll order it for you.
Thanks.
I sure wish we knew who made it.
Maybe we will someday. Maybe we will someday.
Maybe we will.
Who do you think G.I. is? George Ingalls.
George Ingalls.
Yeah.
George Costanza Ingalls.
George Costanza Ingalls. I think we have to bring some Seinfeld into this. She looks like an Elaine.
She kind of does, yeah.
Yeah, she falls into that category. And yeah, our last view of some. I wonder whose cars these are. And is this on the set? Like, is this Simi Valley, you think?
Well, if that was the Garvey house that they drove by in the beginning, it was very close to that.
Must be, right? Like, this is, I think, a Datsun something. This is like a Grand National, which is a very expensive car now. This is a piece of junk. I don't know what that is. Maybe a Peugeot. French. We don't need a French car.
What do you got against France?
They make great pommes frites, but not great cars.
They're very into Little House.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the French. Not so much. But yeah, that's it. They brought it to a new home 100 years later. Now they
almost that, exactly.
And they say this is 1982, right? Was it?
And then it was supposed to be 1885, so it's like 97 years later.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, you know. They should have made it that he died in 1882. That way he would have been like 48?
I mean, they should have kept it. I say kept it like it ever was the case, 53. But like that he was like in his 30s. I think that would have been really funny because when he's all like, when you get to be my age, Charles, and Charles is like older than him.
He's like, this is one of Mary's old beaus.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's lived a hard life. Life of a farmer. But yeah, I thought this was a fun episode. I agree with you. It kind of really sticks in your memory because we don't get to see modern things in Little House too much. It's like when in, I don't know if it was like this when you were in like school, like they would wheel a TV in or something like that. And it's like, you see a commercial in school or you're watching like TV in school. It's totally different than watching TV at home.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same type of thing. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's cool to see. I don't know.
I was just thinking about watching TV in school and how, like, whenever that happened, it was always like, yeah.
Yeah, they would they'd wheel in that thing on the cart.
Yeah, and it's like, this is a good day. It's like, I've, like, seen, like, memes and stuff, you know, like, where it's, like, when the teacher, like, is wheeling that thing in, it's like, you know, that they were just, like, totally hungover or something. Or and I'm like, I mean, I never thought that when I was a kid, of course, but then I'm like, yeah, probably sometimes.
Or a sub.
Yeah.
Sub.
Jack.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for doing this. People should go to landonnation.com and subscribe to the podcast. By the time
and also visit us at Dr. Quincast.
Definitely drquincast.com or just go on Facebook, type in Dr. Quincast or type in Landon Nation. Also head over to Warner Grovecast. It's all about having fun. But thank you so much. I appreciate everything you did.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Like, what is that?
Yeah, it's like the weirdest thing. But yeah, it's all right.
It somehow became a thing.
Bye. Yeah, just
bye.